الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. 95 Pearls of Wisdom from Tafsir Nur al-Irfan Part 6. Attar Supplication. O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the booklet 95 Pearls of Wisdom from Tafsir Nur al-Irfan Part 6, grant them the ability to act upon the teachings of the noble Qur'an and grant them and their families Jannatul Firdaus without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salat in place of charity. The final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, a Muslim who has nothing to give in charity should say these words in his supplication. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. O Allah, send your mercy upon your chosen servant and messenger, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Send mercy upon the believing men and women and the Muslim men and women. This is charity. And a believer is never satisfied with goodness until paradise becomes his abode. Commentary. The one who is unable to give charity should recite salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That is to ask Allah Almighty to send mercy upon him, for this is considered charity for that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Six Pearls of Wisdom from Surah Al-Sajdah. Number 1. Although animals are also granted eyes, ears and hearts, these organs are far more noble in humans because they utilize them to perceive divine signs. Moreover, the human heart is a place of spiritual vision, which makes the human being superior to all other creation. Number 2. On the Day of Judgment, everyone will bow in the court of Allah Almighty, disbelievers out of shame and remorse, and believers out of respect and reverence for the Lord. Number 3. Whoever considers the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam equal to ordinary people as an act of disrespect is a disbeliever. Number 4. The meaning of fisk is to go beyond limits. A sinful believer goes beyond the limits of piety, a disbeliever beyond the limits of faith. But a person who insults the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has crossed the limits of humanity. Number 5. The inhabitants of hell will rise so much in its flames that they will reach the mouth of hell. They will be on the verge of writhing out in agony, but the angels will strike their bodies with maces and causing them to fall again. Number 6. The first prophet to receive a divine book was Prophet Musa alayhi salam. The noble prophets alayhi musallatu wassalam before him received scriptures. 34 Pearls of Wisdom from Surah Al-Ahzab. Number 1. In the court of Allah Almighty, the honor of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is greater than all the other noble prophets alayhi musallatu wassalam. They were called by their honorable names, but our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was addressed with special titles. Number 2. All the inspirations, ilham of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam a divine revelation, and every action of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is in accordance with revelation. Number 3. Merely calling someone a father, brother or son does not make them so in reality. Consequently, the Islamic rulings related to wives, mothers and inheritance will not apply in such situations. Number 4. Prophet Isa alayhi salam had no father, otherwise he would not be called Isa bin Maryam. Lady Maryam is his mother. Number 5. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is aware of the state of every believer's heart and closer to them than their own lives. Number 6. The command of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam holds more authority over a believer than that of a king or even one's own parents. For the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is the greatest authority in creation over us all. Number 7. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is not our brother because the wife of a brother is a sister-in-law, not a mother. Rather, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is our spiritual father, and the Muslims are brothers to one another. Only those wives or maid servants who were honored with closeness to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam through consummation are regarded as the mothers of the believers. The wives or maid servants who only entered a contract of marriage but later separated without consummation, such as Umayma or Junayya, are not considered mothers. Number 8. The wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam are considered the mothers of the believers from two aspects: utmost respect and reverence for them, and the prohibition of marriage with them. Number 9. Making a promise to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is like making a promise to Allah Almighty, because the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is the greatest representative of Allah Almighty and holds utmost authority. Similarly, making a pledge to one's Shaykh is like making a pledge to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Number 10. It is from the excellence of a believer that they speak less and act more. This is why Allah Almighty has given us one tongue for speaking, but two of each of the other limbs for action. Number 11. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is a complete role model for all of humanity, leaving no aspect of life untouched. A truly successful life is one that follows in the footsteps of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. If our living and dying, sleeping and walking all align with his example, all these actions become acts of worship. Number 12. The scholars say, any believer who possesses these three qualities, following the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, having hope in Allah Almighty and remembering Allah Almighty in abundance, will live in comfort in this world and the hereafter, because such a person is granted patience during hardship and gratitude during ease. Number 13. There is a natural awe of a believer's faith in the heart of the disbelievers. The stronger the faith, the greater the awe. In fact, some believers even inspired awe in the hearts of animals. For example, a companion, Sayyiduna Safina radiallahu anhu, was approached by a lion wagging its tail like a dog. Number 14. Those of high rank receive greater punishment for their sins because they are the recipients of greater divine favor. Therefore, scholars and descendants of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam must be especially careful to avoid evil deeds. Number 15. Just as there is no woman in the world comparable to the noble wives of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, no one can ever be comparable to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam himself. Number 16. The wives and children of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam are free, are protected from sins. Number 17. A believer has no right to oppose the command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, even in personal matters. If the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declares someone's legally wedded wife unlawful for him, then she becomes unlawful, as happened in the case of Sayyiduna Ka'b radiyallahu anhu. In short, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the master of our religion. Number 18. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the owner of every believer's life and wealth. Number 19. The command of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is more important than the command of one's parents. Number 20. Avoiding insults and striving to protect one's honor is the practice of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 21. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has 1,000 names, among which Muhammad and Ahmad are personal names, whilst the rest are descriptive names. In terms of number, letters, and being without any dots, the name Muhammad is very fitting next to the name of Allah Almighty. Number 22. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was sent as the beloved so that he may be eternally beloved to creation. That is why in his separation, trees and camels wept. And today, millions of devotees exist and will continue to exist without even seeing him. Number 23. All the noble prophets alayhi musallatu wassalam were witnesses of Allah Almighty, bearers of his glad tidings and mercy, and gave warnings of his punishment. But their testimony was based on hearing and revelation. On the other hand, when we see the qualities of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, who saw paradise and hell with his own eyes and testified to them, this first-hand testimony completes and perfects all other testimonies based solely on hearing. Therefore, there is no need for further testimony. For this reason, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the seal of the prophets, and his testimony is the final testimony. Number 24. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had 12 paternal uncles and 6 paternal aunts. Amongst them, Sayyiduna Abbas and Sayyiduna Hamza radiyallahu anhuma accepted Islam, and amongst the aunts, Sayyida Safiya radiyallahu anha embraced Islam. Number 25. The etiquette of the prophetic court is taught by Allah Almighty, and the required manners are observed by angels, jinn, humans, animals, and all the creation of Allah Almighty. Number 26. The pure wives of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are indeed the mothers of the Muslims, but adopting hijab is obligatory upon them. Therefore, the wife of a spiritual guide or teacher should observe hijab before a disciple or a student. When these chaste wives were veiled from the pure and noble company of the blessed companions, radiyallahu anhum, Muslims today must be very cautious. Number 27. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is always alive, and he hears everyone's salutations and responds to them. It is not permitted to offer salam to someone who cannot respond, such as a person praying or sleeping. Number 28. The angels were assigned various duties after the creation of humans. They only had 2 occupations before that for millions of years: prostration and invoking blessings. Number 29. Reciting Salat once in a lifetime is obligatory. Reciting it after Tashahud is a Sunnah, and reciting it regularly is recommended. Number 30. A complete salat is that which includes invoking salat, i.e. blessings, and salam, i.e. peace. In prayer, salawat Ibrahimiya does not contain salam because salam is already included in tashahud, and the entire prayer is considered as one sitting. When the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam taught salat in the form of salawat Ibrahimiya, it was intended as the salat to be recited in prayer. Number 31. Any act that causes discomfort to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is forbidden, even if it appears to be an act of worship. Therefore, if at any time a particular prayer causes discomfort to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that prayer becomes forbidden. If refraining from a prayer brings him comfort, abandoning that prayer becomes obligatory. This is why Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu sacrificing the Asr prayer during the Battle of Khaybar for the sake of the Prophet's rest is considered a superior act of worship. Number 32. One should always perform ghusl in privacy and seclusion, for this is the sunnah of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number 33. Keeping the tongue in check by avoiding lies, backbiting, tale-bearing and foul language is very important. Allah Almighty has mentioned guarding the tongue specifically after mentioning piety. Otherwise, it was already included within piety. Guarding the tongue is the foundation of all virtues. This is why there are two limbs for every task, but only one tongue for speaking, and even that is enclosed behind the gates of the lips and guarded by 32 teeth, to signify that the tongue should not be left unchecked. Number 34. By adhering to the obligations, one is granted the ability to follow the sunnah. By adhering to the sunnah, one gains the ability to perform recommended acts and to avoid sins. Five pearls of wisdom from Surah Saba. Number 1. Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam was accompanied by an angel carrying a hammer of fire with which he would strike disobedient jinn. Number 2. The blessed bodies of the Prophets alayhi salatu was salam are protected from decay after death. For example, termites ate Prophet Sulaiman's staff, but no harm came to his body. Number 3. People have come into this world, whereas a noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was sent. Therefore, we are responsible for ourselves, whilst Allah Almighty has entrusted his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Just as there is a difference between going somewhere on one's own accord and being sent as an ambassador by a government. Number 4. On the Day of Judgment, having a collar around the neck will be a sign of a disbeliever, whilst a bare neck will be the mark of a believer. Number 5. Usually, the wealthy oppose the noble prophets alayhi salatu wassalam, whilst the poor follow them. This law will remain until the Day of Judgment, that generally the leaders and the wealthy will lead in sins, whilst the poor will excel in righteousness. Illa masha'Allah. 15 Pearls of Wisdom from Surah Fatir. Number 1. Ghurur, i.e. arrogance, is the name of the devil, and its meanings are deceitful, deceptive. The Sufis say, arrogance is any wealth, children, power or honour that makes one rebellious against Allah Almighty. Number 2. The Sufis say that just as Allah Almighty expelled our enemy from our home, i.e. paradise, because of us, we too should expel the devil from the house of Allah, meaning from our hearts. Number 3. It is permissible for a man to wear pearls and similar items, but wearing gold and silver is forbidden for him. Number four, the perfection of the Prophet's faith through direct witnessing lies in the fact that he observed the entire realm of the unseen, especially during the ascension, i.e. Mi'raj. Number five, the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is so beloved to Allah that he keeps his heart content and grants him peace and comfort. Number six, amongst the mountains there are paths of white stones, some of black and some of red. These are manifestations of Allah's power. Similarly, in the world, there are diverse paths in Sharia and Tariqah, such as Hanafi, Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali, and Qadiri, Chishti, Naqshbandi, and Sohrawardi, respectively. These are different paths leading to Allah Almighty. Number seven, one should not be certain about the acceptance of their deeds. Rather, there should be fear of rejection and hope for acceptance. Number eight, serving the noble Quran is a great blessing. Number nine, there will be no worship in paradise, but the praise of Allah Almighty and the praise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam will continue therein. Number 10. Sinful Muslims will die after entering hell, and their bodies will become like coal. After their punishment is complete, they will be placed near paradise and given its water, through which they will grow back just like seeds sprout with water. Number 11. Allah is Halim towards the disbelievers and Ghafoor towards the believers. Halim is the one who does not punish immediately, whilst Ghafoor is the one who does not punish at all, but forgives instead. Number 12. Arrogance and pride are harmful diseases that prevent one from following the beloved Prophet. Humility and modesty in the presence of the noble Prophet alayhimu salatu wassalam are a means of attaining faith. The reason why the people of Makkah disbelieved was because they considered themselves superior to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. They said, "We are wealthy, while they, i.e. the Prophet alayhimu salatu wassalam, are poor." Most of the disbelievers claimed they were humans just like the Prophet alayhimu salatu wassalam. Number 13. The proof of monuments or historical sites comes only from their fame, and there is no need for eyewitnesses, verses or hadith. Amongst the disbelievers, it was well known that this town belonged to such and such disbelieving tribe. The noble Quran considered this as sufficient evidence. Therefore, a verse is not necessary as proof for tabarrukat, i.e. blessed relics. Number 14. Mankind is the main purpose in creation. The rest of creation are subordinate. Number 15. Human sin can affect other creatures too. The animals of the seas and the air suffer calamities because of it. Nine pearls of wisdom from Surah Yasin. Number 1. The beloved of Allah Almighty is more important than the physical book of Allah. Hence, the one who sees or reads the Qur'an is called a qari, i.e. reciter, whilst the one who sees the Prophet's face with the eyes of truthfulness is called a sahabi, i.e. a companion. Number 2. The greatest means for attaining paradise is the fear of Allah and the love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, along with following him. May Allah Almighty grant us this. Number 3. Rejecting the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is denying the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and denying the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is denying Allah Almighty. The people of Antioch rejected the companions of Prophet Isa alayhi salam and were destroyed. Number 4. Allah Almighty has placed pairs within His creation, sweet and bitter, cold and hot, and good and bad. But He Himself is without a pair. Some trees have male and female parts that can even be identified. Number 5. Before raising the deceased, Allah Almighty will gather the original parts of every corpse at the very place they were buried, burnt, or eaten by a lion or fish. Number 6. On the Day of Judgment, the praise of the noble prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam will be recited first, which everyone will hear as soon as they rise from their graves. Then there will be a search for the intercessor, i.e. the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Those who deny the recitation of prophetic odes, seeking intercession or the help of the pious predecessors should take heed. Number 7. The maidens of paradise will not be like servants, but rather like wives. Number 8. The tongue of a disbeliever will not refrain from lying even on the day of judgment. The other limbs will testify truthfully. His tongue will be guilty, and a permanent seal will not be placed on his lips. After the limbs testify, it will be broken, and this is why he will cry out loudly in hell. Number 9. In Arabia, there are two trees called Marh and Affar. Marh is male and Affar is female. When their green branches are rubbed against each other, fire ignites, even though they are so moist that water drips from them. Behold the glory of Allah, who has brought water and fire in one place. The prosopis tree burns even when wet, and coal burns even when damp. Similarly, Allah Almighty has entrusted the fire of love and passion in the green tree of humanity. 17 pearls of wisdom from Surah Safat. Number 1. In a state of compulsion, it is permissible to utter words of disbelief, but not to become a disbeliever in the heart. Number 2. In paradise, food will not be given for nourishment, but fruits will be provided. Food is eaten to satisfy hunger, whereas fruits are for delight. Since there will be no hunger in paradise, there will be no need for wheat or similar provisions. Rather, fruits and similar foods will be there. Number 3. The people of paradise will sit in circles. In this world, circles of dhikr are like the circles of the inhabitants of paradise. But prayers are to be offered in rows so that you may resemble the rows of angels. Number 4. In paradise, the hospitality will be like that shown to guests, but the people of paradise will be owners of their possessions. Calling them guests is on account of the hospitality they will be shown, not in terms of not being owners. Number 5. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam is called the second Adam, and the entire world descends from his three sons, Sam, Ham, and Yafith. Number 6. To be remembered well after death in the world is a mercy from Allah Almighty. People make great efforts to maintain their good reputation, building masjids, wells, bridges, guest houses, and writing books for this reason. May Allah Almighty accept the religious writings of this faqir and make them provisions for the hereafter. Number 7. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam came 2,640 years after Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, and during this lengthy period, only two messengers appeared, Prophet Hud and Prophet Salih alayhi salam. Number 8. The knowledge of astronomy is true, and using it to create timetables for prayer and fasting is permissible. But seeking unseen knowledge from it is forbidden. Number 9. Saying Insha'Allah is a sunnah of the noble Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. Number 10. Firmly intending to do good is also a good deed, because the readiness of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam for sacrifice was regarded as the sacrifice itself. Number 11. When Angel Jibreel alayhi salam brought the ram, he said, Allahu Akbar. Upon seeing the ram, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said, La ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. Upon his hands being freed and passing the test, Prophet Ismail alayhi salam said, Walillahi alhamd. Like this, their combined words form the takbirat at-tashriq. Number 12. All the Prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam up to Prophet Isa alayhi salam are the descendants of Prophet Ishaq alayhi salam, and only our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is from the descendants of Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. Number 13. Sayyiduna Khidr alayhi salam is the guardian over the sea, and Sayyiduna Ilyas alayhi salam is the guardian over the land. They will pass away near the day of judgment, and some pious predecessors have met them. Number 14. Some devotees say that bottle gourd is a blessed vegetable. Prophet Yunus alayhi salam rested under it. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam liked eating it, and the blessed companions radiyallahu anhum liked it too. Number 15. The torment of the grave and punishment of hell are not hidden from the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The mule of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam became frightened after witnessing the torment of the grave. Sayyiduna Zayd bin Thabit radiyallahu anhu reports, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was riding his mule in the orchard of Banu Najjar, and we were with him. Suddenly the mule became frightened and nearly brought him to the ground. When we looked, we saw 4, 5 or 6 graves there. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked, who recognizes the people of these graves? Someone said, I do. He asked, when did they die? The person replied, they died in a state of polytheism. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, indeed, this ummah will be tested in their graves. If it were not for the fear that you would stop burying the dead, I would pray to Allah Almighty to make you hear the punishment of the grave that I am hearing. Number 16. Whoever recites Subhan or Tasbih, i.e. Subhanallah, etc. frequently, inshaAllah, their faults will be erased, and they will be granted good character. Reciting the name of Allah Almighty has an effect upon the reciter, just as the recitation of Shafi brings healing and the recitation of Ghafoor brings forgiveness. Number 17. One should conclude their sermon or speech with the praise of Allah Almighty. 9 pearls of wisdom from Surah Sa'd. Number 1. Excessive comfort and rest can make one disobedient. Number 2. The Prophet's authority extends over inanimate and unintelligent things too. Number 3. A ruler should empty their heart of affection for people when making decisions, and make a decision solely to please Allah Almighty. Number 4. Prophet Dawood alayhi salam lived for 100 years, and he passed away suddenly in the state of prostration. Number 5. A sudden death is a mercy for those who are always prepared, but a hardship for the heedless who do not prepare for the hereafter. Number 6. The noble Prophets alayhi salatu wassalam would seek forgiveness for forgetting to perform recommended actions. Number 7. Zakat was not obligatory upon any prophet. The statement of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, in which zakat is mentioned, refers to purification of the soul. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاءِ. And he has enjoined prayer and charity upon me. Number 8. Some foods have the effect of causing illness, but amongst Allah's beloved servants, by divine bestowal, are those who have the power to heal. Prophet Isa alayhi salam said that he heals the blind and lepers by the command of Allah Almighty. Their power is greater than that of the jinn. Number 9. The women of this world will be more beautiful than the heavenly maidens, and all will be 30 years old, always remaining at this age. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.